After closed-door consultations at the United Nations today on a U.S.-backed second resolution on Iraq, the 15-member Security Council failed to reach an agreement on a British compromise proposal to bridge the group's deep divide. Six undecided nations on the council are expected to present their own ideas soon. The six undecided so-called swing votes on the Security Council, Angola, Cameroon, Chile, Guinea, Mexico, and Pakistan, are discussing their own ideas to resolve the intense disagreement on how to proceed next in the Iraqi crisis. They have apparently rejected the most recent British document that set out six specific criteria for Iraq to prove that it is disarming its weapons of mass destruction. But Mexico's ambassador to the United Nations, Adolfo Aguilar Zinser, would not reveal the details of the uncommitted country's efforts.
The government of Mexico, the Secretary of Foreign Relations, has instructed me to carry out some diplomatic activities here in the direction of looking for a consensus in the Council. I am not instructed to discuss them publicly.
Few of the uncommitted six would publicly articulate their position on the British proposal. Pakistan's UN ambassador said at the moment there is no clear way out, but they are trying to be helpful. The British document circulated on Wednesday was the most recent attempt to reach a compromise that would give Britain, Spain, and the United States the 9 votes they need without a negative vote by permanent members China, France, and Russia to pass a draft resolution that sets a March 17th deadline for Saddam Hussein to disarm or authorize his military force. However, Spain's UN ambassador Inocencio Arias told reporters in Spanish that Chile and Mexico are not pleased with the British document. This is what Mr. Arias had to say in English.
I don't want to lie to you. One or two said this proposal like that, we cannot buy. We can keep talking, but like that, we are not crazy. We are not in love with it.
The United States and Britain have said they will not bring the draft resolution setting the March 17th deadline to a vote on Friday. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte says that although time is running out and the Council is no closer to an agreement, diplomacy should be given a little bit of time to work.
It has been a protracted process, and obviously time is running short. I think, however, we've wanted, particularly in light of the U.K.'s initiative of yesterday, to go the extra mile as far as seeing if we can reach some kind of a basis for understanding within the Council.
Informal discussions on the next step to take in the Iraqi crisis are expected to continue Friday, and Chief UN Inspector Hans Blix is scheduled to give his next report with specific measures on Iraqi disarmament on Monday. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.